Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another beautiful episode of Pistons Talk. I am your host, David M. Allen, on this beautiful, beautiful day. I'm here to talk a little Detroit Pistons. Recap the game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'll also look ahead in this schedule because there's some very, very winnable games coming up here really soon, starting on Wednesday. And a part of me wants to say that they are winnable, but the way the Pistons have been playing this season, as inconsistent as they have played, maybe I should backtrack. On to Monday night's game. The Pistons beat up on the LeBron-less Cleveland Cavaliers. And although a win is a win, Cleveland, how can I put this? The Cleveland LeBrons just weren't the same. We just get to watch Kyrie jack up shots pretty much. And, I mean, he took 20 shots last night, only made 8. So, overall, that's pretty good defense on Kyrie. Kept him at 40% shooting. He did manage to get 18 points, 8 assists. So, he only went to the free throw line once, which means he had to work for all 8 of his baskets. So, that was pretty good defense. Overall, the Cavs only shot 38% from the field, 39% from 3. So, in that respect, they did very, very well on defense. I can say that the Pistons came out with more energy. They came ready to play. But this whole notion of rest, I'm not exactly happy about it. Echo the sentiments that Allen Iverson threw out there last week when he got his jerseys retired, when he said if something wasn't broken, he was playing.
Not taking anything away from the new era and the way things go now, but I could never, ever, ever sit out a game if something wasn't broke. Because I thought about y'all and y'all wanting to see me. And I always wanted to put on a show for y'all, even if it was the worst game that I had.
So this whole notion of rest and, you know, I played a back-to-back and you know, hey, we played a tough game the night before, and, you know, I need to rest my body up. And you use the convenient excuse of I'm trying to get ready for April and June. But I'm sorry. You get paid more money than everyone I know, including me, combined in a lifetime to play a kid's game. And people pay to see you. So, yeah, I personally have a problem with LeBron not playing. It irks me when, you know, players just decide, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a rest. Now, if the consumer, the fans, were to say, okay, I'm going to take a rest from showing up to the game, and I'm going to take a few rest from showing up to games and paying for tickets and concessions and parking, wouldn't nobody like that very much. But, again, that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. Back to the game. I'll take a rest from that subject. Andre Drummond going 5 for 15. Pistons fans, how do we feel about that? A lot of those hooks weren't falling. A couple of point-blank looks weren't going in. And I mean, I'm not trying to be one to damper on the parade. But Andre needs to go ahead and really look to retool his game. You know, anytime they get some off time in between scheduling, it's time to work on some, you know, to really get that hook shot down, maybe develop something at least 10 feet out, something. Shoot from the baseline, something. Give me something. Something to make me feel like, okay, progress. Hell, even Roy Hibbert can, you know, get outside of 7 feet and get a better percentage. But I'm only saying this because I really like Andre. And I want to see him dominate. I really do. Shaq-style dominate. He ended up with 11 points, 17 rebounds. Although I like the 17 rebounds, I want to see him 20 and 17 or something like that on a nightly basis. I really would. Outside of that, he had a couple of blocks. He didn't get any steals last night, but he did get 4 assists, and I'm really proud of that. He did go 1 for 7 from the free throw line. I'm not happy about that. But, again, there was a win over the LeBronless Cavs, and a W is a W. So I'll just go ahead and shut up about all my – I'm being old man Dave right now. Reggie Jackson was in control. I'm pretty happy about that. He went 5 for 9, 55% shooting. That's what I want to see from Reggie. He only got 6 assists, but I really would love to see him get about 8 or 9. I really would. That's just me. Yes, I'm a little nitpicky, but I like my point guards to pass. That's just me. I'm from the 90s era. Sorry. Other than that, I like that he was in control, and I also like that KCP was in control. He had a pretty good field goal percentage as well. He shot 63% last night. And I'm not upset. He touched everything in a stat sheet last night. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. He even had a block. I mean, you can't be mad at that effort, man. 18 points, 7 for 11, 4 from 6 from 3-point range. I'm fairly happy about that. I would love to have seen how the Pistons responded last night if they were at full strength. But, I mean, if you can get a win over a, you know, division opponent, rival, if you will, then, I mean, chalk that up in the win column. John Lewis started again, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Decent effort. Tobias came off the bench again, 21 points, which tells me Tobias. I'm not sure how you really feel about it inside, but young fella, you may have to think about pulling a Jamal Crawford for the rest of your career. A Manu Ginobili, if you will. I mean, these are great names, so don't fret. You understand? Don't fret. I just want you to think about it, Tobias. If you get a chance to peep the Florida game from the bench, and then you can see, you know, where to get in, where you fit in, if you will. And, you know, you come in and recap it like this. I like it, man. I like it. I really do. First night you come off the bench, you get your season high in points. Second night, you surpass your average again. What's there to be mad at? At the pace he's going, and okay, you know, now bear with me. I know I tend to go overboard, get a little happy, but I'm not really. How can I put this? I'm not being far-fetched when I say if he was to keep up this pace the last two games, I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm trying to, you know, keep the dogs off me, if you will. He could be, you know, in the hunt. I'll keep it at that for sixth man of the year. And I wouldn't mind seeing something like that, you know. But the Pistons desperately need this type of scoring off the bench. And I mean desperately. The bench has been anemic all year, and that could be the boost that Detroit needs. And I hope Mr. Harris sees that as well. Hopefully his ego is checked and he doesn't feel any kind of way about it. And, you know, there was a Stanley Johnson sighting.
What's up, Stanley?
A whopping 3 points. I mean, Stanley's really balling this year, man. Overall, it was a decent game. It was a lot of energy. I'm not exactly upset. Only thing I'm really upset about is the fact that Marcus Morris' field goal percentage was horrible. But at the same time, Marcus is by default probably the third option as far as scoring goes. Maybe two, depending on the situation. Because sometimes when he gets the hot hand, he'll keep shooting. But that's only because the enigma that is the Detroit Pistons, when someone has the hot hand, the ball stops coming their way. So that's just kind of how it goes. But overall, good job. Again, I'm not going to get, you know, that much in depth on it just because – I mean, LeBron wasn't there, so if you expected the Pistons to lose with LeBron missing in action, then I don't know what to tell you. So I'm not going to spend all day recapping a game that certain people decided they want to take a rest for. I'm going to take a rest from this game. What I do want to talk about is this upcoming schedule. Now, we have Milwaukee coming to town. That's right. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jabari Parker, Greg Monroe, Matthew Dellavedova, Tony Snell. Young Scrappy Squad, a division rival, and they've also lost three of their last four. So this is a chance for Detroit to capitalize on a wounded team, a team that's looking to, for lack of a better word, rebound and get their lives in order. The Bucks are 14-15, and as far as overall, they're sitting in eighth place because it's, you know, the Eastern Conference, and they're a full game in front of the Pistons. But I mean, it's early in the season; it's freaking December. The end of December, so I mean, it's nothing to really hang your hat on. But I mean, I guess if you think about it, they're not that far away. So I guess that's something. There's something. All of your division rivals are right in front of you. So a playoff spot is there for the taking. Gaining ground is right there for the taking. You're not going to catch the Cavs, but you can catch the rest of them. You can catch the Bulls, Bucks, and Pacers. They're all right in front of you. And the Bulls would falter just like I said they would. You people who believe so much into the Bulls. But the next few games go as follows. We have Milwaukee on Wednesday at 7:30. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's a win. Atlanta, I'm not so sure about. I'm just not. They have shooters. They have more weapons. They're more consistent, I would say, than Detroit is. Miami, that's a win. Indiana can be a win. Charlotte, I'm a little worried about. Portland, I'm semi-worried about, depending on if Dame is ready to go and how CJ McCollum acts to, you know, if he decides to acclimate to actually playing defense. Then we have the Kings and then the Warriors again. And then it gets a little iffy after that. So, as Coach Stan Van Gundy said, there isn't a such thing as a soft spot in the schedule or games that you should win. But in the fans' eyes, there is. So, with that said, last time I called, what was it? It was the 10 games before the Pistons played the Warriors. I expected the Pistons to go a good 8-2, and they did the total opposite. I think they went like 2-8. So, yeah, there was that. But if the Warriors game and the Cavs game was any indication, they're back in competitive mode, and they're back in playing with a lot of energy. And we should see some great basketball from here on out, or at least I hope. I would still love to see a trade. I really would. I say keep KCP. If Tobias is going to play like this off the bench, I wouldn't mind keeping him. But at the same time, he's expendable, and so is Reggie Jackson. He's expendable as well. I really feel like Andre Drummond really needs a Robin to his Batman. The dreamer in me wants someone like John Wall to come in, but as I said, I'm a dreamer. I really want to see this bench bolstered because you need depth in the NBA if you're going to get far. And ultimately, the goal is to be a championship team and to be remembered and to go down as a great team in history at the end of the day, no matter how many rings you win. Nobody really remembers the great teams that didn't win it all. But then again, we tend to not remember the teams that only won once. So, hey. Real quick before I go, I did want to whoever may find this interesting, I did want to bring up the fact that Andre Drummond is rebounding his ass off. And as far as the Pistons history book, at 23 years of age, he's already fourth in offensive rebounds all time for the Detroit Pistons. He has 1,565. Bill Laimbeer is the top man at 2,429. Total rebounds, Andre is already in the top 10, 4,263. He has a very long way to go to catch Bill Laimbeer. Bill has 9,430. But Andre Drummond still has probably another, you know, 12 years to go in the league, maybe, probably. And hopefully he, you know, stays in a Pistons jersey for many moons to come. And real quick, he's also seventh all-time in Pistons history in blocks with 525. And the almighty Ben Wallace has 1,486. And maybe Andre can catch that, but maybe. Andre going to have to start getting about three blocks a game to catch that in the next decade or so. But that's all I have for now, and thank you all for listening. I deeply appreciate it. Go to thecouchsports.com for more entertainment, more articles, more podcasts, more of us. We have shirts, coffee mugs, pens, Post-its, hats, beanies on the way very, very soon. Be on the lookout for that. Thank you for supporting. Good night. Let's go home. Peace.
Let's go home. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Let's go home.